Now we come to this next here, which is protection. Here's where God dissolves the problems. And I've made this a bass solo. And again, it opens with that same chorus, "Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of man." And then it begins here, "Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing." And today, that's the kind of an offering God wants you and me to bring to Him, is that same kind of offering. And that is that we come to Him bringing the sacrifice of praise to Him. That is what He wants from us, and we are to offer that kind of a sacrifice to Him today. Come bringing to Him sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving unto Him. And as a result, we have an altar, whereof they that have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin to burn without the camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. For here we have no continuing city. We seek one to come. But by Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And you don't have to wait till you get to church to give to Him a sacrifice. And that is the fruit of your lips. Praise unto God. And what for? For His protection, as He brought you up to this present hour. Now will you notice this section here, verse 23. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. This matter of being a sailor in the days of the sailing vessel, it was dangerous business. A man that went on a voyage didn't know whether he was coming back or not. Couldn't be sure of that. And therefore, in that day, they could commit themselves more to God, I think, than people do today. They don't think anything at all about getting aboard a great ship or a plane even today. They give no thought to it at all because of the fact that most adopt a philosophy of fatalism, that if it's going to happen, you can't do anything about it. Well, it's wonderful to be able to commit ourselves to God at a time like that.